on Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.
Let me just go to Robbie, our reporter, is outside the hotel, the Regency Hotel, as we speak. Robbie, go ahead.
Niall, how are you doing, sir? Yes, indeed. I actually am, would you believe, in the media room here of the Regency Hotel here in Drumcondra, where, of course, as you stated, David Byrne was fatally wounded on Friday and his two associates were shot, Aaron Bulger, 25, and Sean McGovern, 30, who has signed himself out of hospital. It's one of the most dramatic shootings we've ever witnessed on the streets of Dublin, and the people around this particular area are still shocked. It's business as usual here at the hotel, with people checking themselves in and out. And, of course, there's lots of homeless people staying here in the hotel on the social welfare situation. Mm-hmm. And we will be speaking to John Keane, the general manager of the hotel, shortly, as he is another day that's still with press interviews.
It must have been a terrible day for the staff of the hotel. I mean, God almighty. I mean, obviously they were busy enough. There was probably a lot of staff on because it was a big day for them, of course, with the weigh-in, a big crowd. I mean, and I imagine there was a sense of fear there almost then for the next 24 hours, certainly after something like that.
Absolutely, in a sense of shock. And I was speaking to a lady who was actually in the smoking area of the hotel. And she works here at the Regency Hotel when the shooting happened. And someone came in and told her to run. Just mm-hmm. to run. And she said she was out of bed running. She didn't know where to run, where to go, what was happening. And, of course, a lot of people are resembling this particular attack to something you see by ISIS over in Paris. And especially because there was more than one gunman. And as you stated, and as you shown and you played the video that's gone all over social media since Friday, it looked like a terrifying experience, not only for the staff, but for the people here that were at the weigh-in on Friday.
All right, well, listen, we'll come back to Robbie in a few minutes. Thanks for that. That's Robbie, our reporter, Robbie Kane, who's out in the Regency Hotel as we speak.
On Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.
And should we go back to our reporter, Robbie, who's in the Regency Hotel as we speak. Robbie, go ahead.
No, I am indeed. Yes, we're here in the Regency Hotel in Drumcondra, and I'm here with an eyewitness who was here on the day on Friday at the weigh-in, Al Gannon, alive at Classic Hits 4FM. Please describe the scene as it unfolded.
Hi, Robbie. Well, it was something I never thought I'd see in all my living days. It was dreadful. It's very hard to put into words what actually happened. I was there at the weigh-in. So I was at the back of the room. I was waiting to speak to several of the officials and several of the people when they had finished the weigh-in. At that stage, I heard the crack. Initially, I didn't think it was a gun. I thought it was a bottle. But then I heard it again, and somebody shouted, "Gun." So given that they were shouting gun and the crowds began to move, I immediately knew that this obviously was some form of assassination attempt.
On Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.
Let me just go over to my reporter, Robbie Kane, who's at the scene at Portland Row as we speak. Robbie, go ahead.
Yes, I'm live at the scene here at Aimlessy Place, looking over Poplar Row, where the latest gangland murder has taken place. The side I'm on at the moment is very calm. Lots of spectators over by the flat area, looking down to where the incident happened. There's Gardaí around the area too. There's loads of cordoners, and lots of spectators are looking to see what actually happened. And this news, of course, broke in the last hour or so. The body does remain at the scene, and we're getting unconflicted reports that the door was kicked in this evening, and that's what led to the death of what people are now saying was the monk's brother, Eddie Hutch, tonight.
It seems from a source we've been told that seemingly he was shot outside of his house. Unfortunately for the killers or the perpetrators, didn't die or didn't go down and went into his house and was followed into the house, and obviously that's when they kicked the door down to get at him again.
Well, that's some information that you heard, not that I didn't hear of, and thank you very much for that. But it's still a harrowing scene here. I mean, it really is. Over the last 4 days, it's like looking at an episode of Love Hate, and a lot of the neighbours around the area who are unwilling to go on the radio were saying they fear for their lives now at this stage. They don't know where it's going to end. And, of course, tonight it's just another chapter in the book of gangland killings here in Dublin.
Portland Row would be like Sheriff Street, Sean McDermott Street, and all the city centre areas. It would be a very close-knit community. Everybody would know everybody. And from what we're led to believe, of course, this is Edward Senior, not Edward Junior. Edward Senior, who has no previous convictions, no connection at all to these gangland criminals. And basically, they just wanted to hit the Hutch family where it really hurts by killing their father, essentially.
Absolutely. Yes, we heard he wasn't really involved in crime at all. And he was probably one of the innocent victims of this gangland feud at the moment. And it really is a shocking kind of place to be here, looking at the scene unfolding here in front of us here tonight. And as you said, it's a very close-knit community. People who live in flat areas are very kind of close now, full stop. They leave the doors open to know each other by first names. It's kind of family-based, even though they're not really related. So it's set to send the shockwaves amongst the residents around here of Popular Road tonight, as they're all still coming out looking to see what's going on.
On Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.
But first, I just want to go back to our reporter, Robbie, who is in Portland Row, or a Portland place. I'm not too sure exactly which road he's on at the moment. Go ahead, Robbie.
Thanks, Lyle. Yes, I'm here with Joe. Joe, you're live at Classic Hits 4FM. You knew Eddie to see, but the topic of conversation we're actually discussing tonight is...
Man.
Yeah, someone innocent has been actually involved in this situation now.
He's done no crime. Do you know what I mean? Like, why kill him? Do you know what I mean?
But the thing about it is, all that's going to happen is when somebody gets killed, somebody else gets killed. Then
exactly.
Somebody else gets killed. But it just keeps going on. It never stops.
It does stop. You wipe out the bloodline. Do you know what I mean? That's what they tried to do on Friday night.
Wouldn't be talking to a cop. You're not talking about school lines.
No, you see what I'm talking about. Put them lads boys in.
Hello?
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry, Robbie, yeah. Is he getting a bit of grief there?
No, it's just you have to understand that it's a very sensitive situation around here at the moment. So a lot of the locals are saying don't be speaking out of school and that kind of stuff. And a few of his friends are saying the same. So he's not doing that at the moment. So continue, Joe.
It's just fucked up. The police don't protect nobody. Why hadn't he got surveillance on the fucking family?
Are they all telling you to shut up there, Joe? Yeah.
Now, Niall, he has to go. They're going off somewhere. I don't know where they're going, but the friends want him, so he's gone off there.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was speaking out of school, was he? That's what they were saying to him.
Well, there you go. You heard the side of the story, and it's kind of sad in the way that he kind of believes that. But
I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes, Robbie.
On Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.
Yes,
okay, well, hold on, everybody, for a second. I want to just go to our reporter, Robbie Kane, who's still, as we speak, on the scene of that shooting tonight in Dublin. Robbie, sorry, go ahead.
Niall, you're grand. Yes, indeed. We're back here at Popular Road, just overlooking the scene of the latest gangland situation. All is very calm here. I have to say there's about 8 or 9 Gardaí just observing the situation. The place is obviously cornered off. Photographers and people from the media are taking photographs here, but there's not much else happening apart from that. As I speak, one of the big Garda vans is moving off and a couple of the Garda are running down the road, so obviously something is coming in from the far side of the road here. But it's all relatively calm here at the latest situation of a gangland hit in Dublin.
On Classic Hits 4FM.
Real Talk Radio.